Welcome to TSF Life, a podcast ministry of the Shepherd's Fellowship Church in Marion, Ohio. TSF Life is designed to bring you biblical teaching in a relational way that's easy to apply to your life. Let's join Pastor Tom Hypes as we dive into today's teaching.
So we have been in the book of Acts after an extended period of time on Christ, on being a disciple, helping others to be disciples, and when we're coming back from something like that, on how to take the word out, the gospel out to our hometown, to our country, to those that are different than us, whether it be racially or economically or whatever the case may be, and as well as into the world. And we're not quite into the entirety of the world, but this little mission trip's going to jettison us there a little bit. But the question becomes, whenever you have a special trip like that and you had somebody else speak the week before you, what do we do this week? Is there kind of a segue sermon? Is there, do we just stay with the status quo? And the one thing I like about the Holy Spirit, the one thing I like about how God works, is what is in Acts 11. And so we're going to look at Acts 11, which is naturally where we're already at. And we're going to bring out a couple of truths from Acts 11. But if you guys are forgetting, this is right after we had, and actually this is why I taught on last week in South Africa, was Peter and Cornelius. And now that this has happened with the Gentiles, with those that they did not associate with, and they now know the Holy Spirit will fill them, we see what happens next. So I just want to read a little bit of that, give you a couple points from it, and then show you just how beautifully fits into the rest of the testimony that I'll be sharing with you guys today. So if you got your Bibles out, again, if you don't have a Bible, there's Bibles around the room in the baskets that you keep borrowed still, or YouVersion is up and running. I believe YouVersion is up and running. Is it, Brent? Thank you. I thought I did that, but it's been a lot of sleep back and forth craziness, so I don't exactly remember everything that happened. I might not be here. Okay, so let's read a little and we'll talk about it. Chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Now the apostles and the brothers who were throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcision party criticized him, saying, 'You went to the uncircumcised men and ate with them?' But Peter began and explained it to them in order. 'I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, something like a great sheet descending, being let down from heaven by its four corners, and it came down to me. Looking at it closely, I observed animals and beasts of prey and reptiles and birds of the air, and I heard a voice saying to me, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But I said, "By no means, Lord, for nothing common or unclean," you remember those words, right? "Nothing common or unclean has ever entered my mouth." But the voice answered a second time from heaven, "What God has made clean, do not call common." This happened three times, and all were drawn up again into heaven. And behold, at that very moment, three men arrived at the house in which we were, sent to me from Caesarea. And the Spirit told me to go with them, making no distinction. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house. And he told us how he had seen an angel stand in his house and said, "Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will declare to you a message by which you will be saved, you and all your household." As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, just as one of us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, "John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." If then God gave the same gift to them as he gave to us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could stand in God's way? When they heard these things, they fell silent, and they glorified God, saying, "Then to the Gentiles also God has granted repentance that leads to life." So there's a couple things going on, and you, like the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks, it seems like we're going through the story and then pulling out some bullet points from it. I want to give you the bullet points up front. They're pretty simple to see, and we'll put them up with Lisa's help, just three. There was a ruckus. Like, okay, God had done something great, grand. There's a lot of worship going on at Cornelius' house. But when they came home, there was people that weren't all that nuts about it. A lot of times when people are not experiencing what the Holy Spirit's doing, it's quick to be critical about what the Holy Spirit might be doing. So there's a lot of ruckus, and there's a lot of rumors. So the Jewish brothers that did not go with him, you remember, Peter took the Jewish brothers with him, but they saw, they were amazed. The ones back home were like, "No, this is not a good thing." And so there's all kinds of different thoughts of critical thinking that come into it. And then once the testimony is given, there's a response. And the response of a testimony is worship. The response of the testimony is worship. So with this in mind, this also plays into what we're digging into today. When I first started talking about going to South Africa, because Sarah was twisting my arm behind my back with the help of the Holy Spirit, there was a lot of questions. And there was a lot of people excited about it, other people that were nervous about it. I cannot tell you after, again, unfortunately, most of you know that there was a young lady on our plane that passed away on the way back. And like immediately, everyone wanted to know what happened. Some of that's our natural curiosity, but some people were like scared to death to come anywhere near Tom for the next 2 or 3 weeks because some weird South African something or other is in his, you know what I mean? There's a lot of ruckus that comes from the different things or the pictures of the celebration. With that, there's also, there's going to be some rumors or what I've also calling criticism. Before we left, I would not talk about anything I responded with, because one of the things I'm blessed with you guys, is I really didn't receive any criticism to my face, at least. Nothing I know of behind my back either. But when I say criticism, I'm talking about just, this doesn't make sense to me because this is beyond what I'm normally doing. So you would, I would be willing to bet that there might be some when I was doing the fundraising that say, oh, so we're going to fund the pastor's vacation, are we? It must be nice to go to South Africa. You know, that's kind of a natural thing. Some did. We're pretty blessed here that I don't think most of you did. Never came to me. Or like, oh, it must be nice to be paid at the church while he's running around the glorious land of South Africa. I never got into that, but I would not beat you up if you said that. I would just pray for you that maybe today helps a little bit. Sometimes you get the, why are you going to South Africa? There's enough need here. And one of our team members did get that criticism before they left. And I do remember that we got quite a bit of that when we decided that God was calling us to go to Kazakhstan to adopt our daughter. There's enough kids in need here. If that's a response, then I'm going to suggest gently and lovingly, you don't understand the Great Commission. People want you to do hometown. They want you to do country. They start taking notice when you're doing people that are different than you. But when you go into the world, it's a little bit of a different ballgame. It's a higher situation that people have opinions within it. So there's some different things within that. But again, I am very blessed with you guys that was not a big part of my journey. And then when you hear the testimony, there's a response. So most of my time today, and my hope is to share with you the testimony, and you will not receive it the same way that I experienced it, because that's just impossible. When Peter went back and was telling all the Jews about all these Gentile believers, it was good news, but they didn't experience it. I get that. But my hope is, as you can see, a general view of things to be able to understand why it's so important that we're going into the world as well. And in this particular case, when he called us to partner back up with Amelie again. That said, we do have a couple of members from the team that are here today, including Sarah. Hi, Sarah. I've already warned Sarah, I'm going to make her cry by the end of the sermon. It's my goal now, since I don't have anything fun to share with Kathy. And we do ya? And then, of course, Ronnie is with us as well. Ronnie is here from man. Huh?
The other dude.
The other dude? Yeah, there was only two dudes on the trip, and one was manly. I'll talk about that later. Remember when I had to tackle a lion that was attacking him. At least I called a guy to go take care of the lion. I know I was attacking. And you would think that would be great. I know I've upset the child. Except for I'm painfully aware that everything I share with you is through my viewpoint. And so they're probably sitting the whole time going, that didn't happen. He's an idiot. Like, he didn't even go. Do we tell the people he didn't go? So in all honesty, Neil, will you shoot me up a handheld? Will you have somebody run up a handheld? If you guys want to share something, just break in, and then I'll let you know whether or not that was annoying. But we're going to go through pictures. We're going to go through talks. Yeah, thanks, babe. Oh, it's my wife. She already wants me to go back, just to let you know by this point. Okay. Your laughter hurts me more. Huh? Fundraiser for Jenny? I literally told everybody over there, like, because she did a nice post about, like, how they decided I needed to come home this week. And I'm like, two things. One, she's the one who told me to leave. And secondly, that would last a week, and she's ready to take me back. So we'll switch from Acts into the trip. You can switch to the next slide if you want to, Lisa. This is just kind of my holder slide. This is us riding in the front seat of the van that we would be driven around in or drive the kids home back to their, let's say, houses. And Sarah Z was sitting right beside me, crowding me in, God love her. She sat in the middle, and I was on the edge. I was like, I can trade you places if you want. And I'm thinking we're getting out. She just jumped over me, whatever. Okay, so we'll start out. And again, I still don't have a pointer here, so I'm still using this construction stick. Okay, so we'll introduce you to the team. We'll go to the next picture. Okay, so this is when we got there. I don't know if this is the best picture, but it's the picture you got. See, I was there the first half. You see Sarah there, the one that forced me to go. You see Ronnie here. Ronnie will eat anything. Am I wrong? He wants to try everything. His mom is Vietnamese, correct?
Yes.
And so they eat all kinds of weird crap. And he added to the list, and he does not leave anything on the plate. Yes, Ronnie's a good one. Who do we want to go? This is Sarah Z. This is who climbed over me in the van. Here's the thing I was impressed with Sarah Z. First off, she's one of our two nurses, and she was an incredible young lady. She is getting married in 2 weeks. And I told her, even today, and I love you, if you're watching online, I'm not trying to beat you up. There's always a reason why you're not going to be part of something. I would think going to South Africa for 2 weeks, 2 weeks before your wedding, is a great excuse to get out. But she was in. She was in. She was 100% in. She did great. This is Alora. This is the nurse right beside her. She's been there a couple of times. Alora's awesome. She's the one that worked with what's her name? Not River. Jewel. On the plane for several hours. And she was a great sense of joy. Debbie here. I found out she used to be on the staff here at the Marian Church of the Naz for a while, but she's down Delaware Way, and she is your best friend if you have candy in any way, shape, or form in your pocket. she sat next to me. I don't think I shared this story with most of you guys, but with you guys. But we were going to the safari or something like that, and I sat down next to her, and she goes, "Oh, I didn't think you liked me." And I think I was doing pretty even kill with everybody. So I looked at her and said, "Are you calling me racist?" And she said, "No." I said, "Are you calling me sexist?" She said, "No." And I said, "Do you think I have a problem with ageism?" Because she's the only one older than me. And she said, "No." And then I got in trouble, and then I pulled out candy, and I was fine. This is Michelle. Michelle just got back from Thailand, about 2 weeks before we left for South Africa. Very energetic about missions. She is a author, and she gave devotions one night that were beautiful, that I wish any of our kids who have ever dealt with bullying would have been able to hear, and has written a book and some poetry. The poetry was very, very beautiful. And then these two here, this is mother and daughter team. This is Rosie, and this is Bailey, who I now call Bailey Rose, and she calls me Lang. They're from Delaware, and they had a really rough start of it. The first night that we were settled in, she got a call, and one of her dogs had passed away. Someone had let it outside, and the heat killed the dog. So that was a rough 36 hours for him, to say the least. Bailey is very, very quiet, very anxious, very sensitive, and had to deal with me for 2 weeks. So super helpful. Some of you guys might remember this one. This is Anna Lee. This is the woman on the ground. She is South African, and she's the one that started everything that we're going to be talking about. She has been here 3 or 4 times over the years, and I love her very much. So that's the team. So let's see. I'll show you some of the team on the other side of things. We'll go to the next pick. This guy's name is Henry, and Henry and I have a bromance. Isn't that the way you would say it? I mean, I loved Henry, and Henry put up with me quite well. But he is the pastor over that way and was a driver and was with us majority of the time outside of nighttime for, like, safety reasons and whatnot when we were tucked in. Henry is a phenomenal person. I'll show you his wife. He has a couple kids as well. I think he only has 2 kids, right? I kept thinking three, and I was wrong on that. And they also participate in the programs there. So Henry, you're going to see him a few times as we go through this. He is just phenomenal. Next one I'll share with you is his wife, Busey. Busey is a snot. I don't think she's a snothead to everybody, but my gosh, she ribbed me left and right. And so Sarah told a story before we left that made me scared that there was no toilet paper in the country. So I bought a buttload of campaign toilet paper. Huh? Yeah, oh my. You have no idea how much I bought. I was there like packages of two, and I used one and a half, one and a quarter, and I have 22 more packages that were denoted to Africa and here at home. So when I was leaving, my parting gift to Busey was the three-quarter roll of toilet paper. And here that would be like, you joke. And there she's like, yeah, we can use this. And there's many. I mean, I'll show you the whole staff. But the next one I will highlight staff-wise. Picture-wise, boom, is Robin. There's Robin. She is Annalise's granddaughter, also known as Hermione, because she's a huge, I mean, over-the-top Harry Potter fan. Extremely imaginative, and she's gone. So, but she was a real blessing the entire week, and I like her quite a bit, so I thought I'd put it in there. She was putting her, you can turn this inside out to a smiley face or a sad face, and depending on where she put it is the face you had to do. So we were sad. Okay, so there's some of those. I think that's the last one of the staff picks. Bink. What's the next one? Nope. It's Kathy's staff member. This is your fault, isn't it? If I remember correctly. Ronnie thought it'd be funny, so he showed it to everybody. I never saw it coming, but I can see you leave. Get out, punk. Okay, so to answer some of the calls, like from the vacation standpoint, we did have nice hotels, and I'm very thankful to Sarah for that. The next couple pictures are just going to be hotel pics. Go ahead, Lise. This is the first hotel we stayed in when we landed in Johannesburg. We stayed close to it because we were all pretty much wiped out, and they knew we would be. The thing that's cool about, oh, by the way, this is apple teasers and grape teasers? Tizers, grape tizers. It was apple tizer. This sounds weird, too, us American ones. But the thing that was cool about this, if you go to the next picture, is this room right here is actually outside. And that's a lot of the hotels that are there. It's all like indoor-outdoor doors, but you're outside most of the time in between things. The next one, some of these I'm not going to spend a lot of time on. This is Big Five. This is actually from my front room. Ronnie, I think you lived up here, didn't you?
Yes.
Someplace? He had to do the stairs. But to my defense, Ronnie and Sarah Z did come to my room one night after I was asleep to play a bongo drum and sing to me. So it wasn't always easy to be over here either. But just to kind of give you a feel, I don't know if there's anything after that or not. So, yeah, we're back. It was really nice hotels, which is a huge joy compared to, like, some of the previous trips and helped me out quite a bit back-wise. So I thank Sarah for that. But it wasn't like that everywhere we went. That was about the only place. We stayed, what was that, 15 minutes away from the kids. And most of that was for safety reasons. If you're white and you're out after dark, it's not good. So Anna leave and said the first thing that shocked her here, I think Ronnie maybe asked her about it, but shocked her, the first time she came to the United States is just how open we are, that there's not fences and barbed wire and everything around pretty much every building. So we were locked behind all that fun stuff for safety reasons, but it definitely made the trip well, except for Sarah, because she hated her bed. And I absolutely hated my shower the first night when they had no heat and it was ice cold. It sucked. I think I came to breakfast in like 10 minutes. I'm still shivering. Yeah. Yeah. Ha ha. Funny Tom. Okay. So if it's not a vacation, the other thing people ask me about, if we'll go ahead and go to the next ones, is the animals. So there's a bunch of animals. See them. Ooh. Ah. Okay. Next. That's like a mix. Yeah. There's a cheetah. Yeah, you guys are going to say aw for a few minutes until I get to the end. Ostrich, yeah, let's go to the other one. Yeah, there's a rhino. Oh, he's so awesome. This guy was actually kind of fun. Pumbaa was running his little butt off, and we're trying to get pictures of him. You know, and then you're going over, there's the lion, there's a little cheetah. Okay, so this is the fun part. When you go, first off, let me say this. That's the only time we ever saw any of those animals. It's not like you go to Africa and there's a lion walking down the street or any of that kind of stuff. There was nothing. There was a bunch of birds that you couldn't see that were beautiful, like sounding and whatnot. But so this is the safari day when we were all safari, and I did not wear my safari hat, and Sarah was mad at me. I almost wore it today, but I did not. Yeah. So the main fun of all these beautiful, great little creatures that you guys ooh and ah and turn into stuffed animals is there's a section where we circle up like this, and there's a bunch of wild dogs, and they come out with this truck, and they throw dead cows in front of them, and you watch them destroy them. Then, after that picture-taking event, you go to the next one, and that was it cheetahs or leopards? Cheetahs. Do it again. And you do it a third time, and the lions have their fill with all the blood on their faces and stuff, so please, gather up the kids. Go to South Africa and enjoy the safari. Not all things are good. Ronnie will remember this memory. If we go to the next one, when you're going through, there's all kinds of stores, all kinds of... That's why I'm glad you're here, for many reasons. Many stores, many tire shops, many things like this. This is the medical male circumcision. Yes. Available here. Safe, it's free, your future, your health. And I was trying to talk Ronnie into going. And... somebody said, didn't he already go? I said, yeah, but the first three times didn't take. We were going to bring it home, though, weren't we, Ronnie? Give your dad a little souvenir gift. What's that?
That was my joke.
That was your joke. That is your joke. You don't have to talk about everything, Ronnie. That's why the microphone's still up here. Okay, okay, let's go to the homes. And this is something I didn't realize. This is one of those things that Sarah talks about all the time that... Anadi talks about all the time, and you just don't get it until you're actually there. But there's four different homes, correct? So this is Samari. Is my name correct? Yeah, close enough. We're not playing that game. We did that for the last 2 weeks. How do you say your name? Tom. No, there's a lot of uniqueness in there. So it is pronounced? Okay. So this is kind of, it's not the first one, but it's kind of the main hub, correct? Okay, so this is where Anna Lee is a lot of the time. That's where the church is at. There's other ones. You can just kind of go through them. I'm not going to try to match it up. Sarah could, but I can't. There's also Clarinet, Old Carnation, and Pine Ridge are three other ones. So if you just want to kind of go through a couple until you get to the hallway with the kids. But they're all very basic. They're all very humble. They're all blessings from God, but she has kids that are preschool at every one. And I think we probably ended up touching base with probably 200? Over 300 kids that her and her staff work with. Which and then this is another one of Shamari. That's not. Yeah. Oh, no, go back, Lisa. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know it's all coordination, but that's... that's the Shammy place. This one I thought was cool with the old coordination. We'll go ahead and go back, Lisa. I'm sorry, I'm a pain in the butt. One of the things that stood out to me is a lot of facilities, like I said, when they're humble, are basically like our shed out back here, just kind of sitting side by side, where they're large, like shipping containers with doors. Chammy Place is probably the one that's the nicest with multiple classrooms in different places within it. But this is literally the size of, we were taking the kids inside because they're freezing. It's winter in Africa, so it's about 10 degrees colder there at any given time than it was here the last couple of weeks. And the kids, which felt great to me, but the kids are freezing to death. So we took them in there, and you'll see a picture in a little bit of all those kids shoved into that one little place as we did songs and music. Next one is just us getting ready to drive kids home. That's Miss Sarah Z in the mirror there saying goodbye to some of the kids. I like this next kid. I don't know his name or anything, but he was just kind of hanging out at lunchtime, and like, he wasn't being ignored. He just didn't want to talk to anybody. It was like, I was like, can I take a picture? He's like, whatever, dude. It's just going away. So he was a cute kid. So we spent a lot of our time, I'll talk about some of the activities we did at those four different homes. Again, all barbed wired up and all walled in, which is very much needed. So if we go to the next one, we're going to move from the four homes to the children's hospital, which we will not have a lot of pictures of because we weren't allowed to take pictures there. So I don't know who pulled that off. So I don't see you in the picture. Are you the one taking the picture? Okay, and this Henry back here looking extremely suave. Didn't he? So I think we only have two. There's that one and this one. And I think I got those off Sarah Z's with Bonnie and Deb talking to one of the kids.
They were praying
right there. Yeah. And I'll tell you, this is not here. Earlier in the week, I realized I'm very strange. Because I know when we went to Dumpster City, many people walked away heartbroken. Many people walked away heartbroken from the hospital. I didn't. It was different environments, but it felt like, oh, you're just doing ministry. These are just like kids. It's not the best accommodations by any means. Our nurses were extremely bummed out. But they're kids that need loved on. And so we did a few things. Sarah bought a bunch of coloring books with crayons and everything else that they were going around and giving the kids, and they were praying to, and I was following them and going up and pretending to the kids I was going to steal the new coloring book, which made many kids like either upset or laugh. It ended up like being like Patch Adams is what I felt like over there, you know, like, like, oh, okay, you know. And I think this is the room where there was three kids, all three of them on the same bus accident. Is this the right room?
Oh, this is the next room.
Next room. Through the glass there. There was Sarah was telling us a story that the bus driver was basically a drunk and did drugs, and school kind of knew about it, but he decided to race a train and lost. And so there was, how many were killed?
Six children were killed.
Six were killed, and then there was like 17 or something that went to the hospitals. So we met with them. But I'll tell you, the one thing that you that is over and over again with kids is it just does not take much to find the joy in them. It doesn't take much to find the love in them. And so I actually kind of walked away from multiple experiences just really humbled of how beautiful God works and how wonderful these kids are. We did leave the rooms. I'm going to tell this story. We did leave the rooms, and there was somebody outside. Oh, this is one of the things with the children's hospital. They get there like 5 a.m., all the people that want to be seen. And you just sit there all day and see whether or not they can see you. So some people get seen after a couple hours, some 7-8 hours after they've been sitting in the courtyard. Sometimes they're sent home, and then they come home the next day. And there was a lady outside with her kid at a picnic table, and a security guard was talking to her, and they were passing time. And I took over a coloring book to the little kid, and I left, and I don't know, I must have got like 30, 40 yards away from these guys. And the security guard started yelling at me, and I'm like, I'm not looking back. I'm not looking back. So I was kind of like, oh, I don't hear you. And kept going, and probably until I was like good 60 yards away from him. And so I was like, okay, I'll turn around. And the problem I was really having is right before he yelled at me, I spit on the ground. And I'm like, crap, there's going to be some kind of national incident because there's some kind of law about me spitting on the ground. So I finally turned around, and I'm like, Sarah, get Henry because we need a translator and stuff. And he gets closer, I get closer. Thankfully, he just wanted a coloring book for his kid. So, but I almost started World War III with a little spittle in South Africa. Okay, we'll skip the placeholder and go to the next one here. This is going to be inside that shed I was telling you about. I don't know, am I in? No, I ended up in this back corner. I kind of like just getting in with the kids as much as possible. I probably annoyed the crap out of the teachers because they're trying to get order, and I'm like starting fights and stuff. But that's basically, again, that's a classroom for them, and where they were doing Bible. And Sandy, I think Sandy's over at the kids. Sandy is all about our kids learning Bible verses. She would have went over there and come back and said, okay, we're digging in. Those kids knew their Bible verses. They would just say, they're like, bam, 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 bam. So Miss Sandy would be like, come back with videos like, okay, get your kids here for 48 hours. We're going to teach them all about. Here's a special one. Oh, it's here with the child. The most repetitive thing that we did was the medical process. So I'll just kind of walk you through that. And again, that's what we had the blessing of a couple of nurses. So first slide is Rosie. And I don't think Bailey's there. Yeah, go ahead. Well, she was doing the height, and then she was doing the weight, and then she wanted to do the heart stuff. And then she just kind of kept adding to her job. There's Robin, of course, with the assist. Yeah. Way to go, Hermione. So they would get measured, and they would do their weights, which most of them were okay with that, not all. So the next slide would be the next station. This is a line of kids who just got weighed, waiting for their turn to the next one, to the two nurses, and they would do the blood pressure. Usually they did the heart until the second part of the trip. And take care of them, and then they would move over to, Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is when Sarah turned around and said, Tom, take my picture with this kid. This kid's adorable. Okay. By the way, again, she's the one getting married in 2 weeks, and she says she's already telling her fiancé she wants children. So this is the last stage. This is Ronnie. Ronnie was very popular amongst the kids because he gave them the deworming medicine that tastes like crap. And I got to tell you, that's kind of usually where I was sitting when he was doing it. And my favorite game the entire week was watching their faces when they were eating that stuff because they had no clue what was coming. And they had the best faces of disgust. And Ronnie would just point and laugh. Shell's in the background. She's doing sweeties. You got to give them candy to eat the other stuff. There was a couple times I was doing the sweeties. But then I think I got bumped. I think they thought I was doing a crappy job. So next slide. So then they put me on reading books. Do you see all the children sitting there waiting for Debbie to read her book? And there I am with Robin. that's a great picture. It was very lonely. Ronnie came over and just said, read me the book, Tom. Then let's see, the next book, you see me working. Yep, I'm working hard there. Yeah. Sarah, you're doing a good job with that kid. Doing a good job with that kid. And then I think there's another one after that. This is most of it, and Sarah can attest to this. Sarah was afraid about my back, and I told her if I'm going to hurt my back, this is the way I do it. I kind of have a habit of, I think it's because I came with grandfather, and the first 2 days I see Aiden and Addie, we just beat the living crap out of each other for a couple of days, and then finally grandpa says, okay. That's pretty much what I like to do with the kids. As you sit down, they're all scared to death of you. And you start with a fist bump or a high five or something like that. Next thing you know, you have 30 kids trying to beat the crap out of you. The beard was very popular. I'm surprised I came back with it. Come here, Ronnie. Come here. I need Ronnie's help. Come here, Ronnie. I'm like, don't pull my beard. Okay, so I was telling Tommy about this beforehand. I thought, okay, here's my thing that I'm going to go over there. I'm going to do fist bumps. The kids are just going to be amazed at fist bumps. Everything else. So I went like this, just did the regular. Boom. And it was Henry the first time. Henry goes, you did that wrong. I'm like, what do you mean the wrong? So there they have their thumbs up, and then you're going the wrong way. Sharp. And it's iron meat, sharpening the iron. So when they do it, and I mean the kids, everybody knows it. Half of them don't even want the fist bump, they just want the thumb part. Thank you. Wonderful job. Thank you, Ronnie. Thank you. Restraining order. But I will say, that's probably how I spent most of my time, is just getting beat up and beating up kids. Would that be true, you think? Okay. So I was good with that. I like that. Okay, another thing I want to show you that I really didn't think a lot about when it first happened. I don't know why I put that slide there, but there it is. That's Chamois Place. They use that as a basketball pool. If you go to the next one there, this is a big field that's within the walls of Chamois, and we would put all of these chairs out and filled and stuff. And the event that we had, I think it was a last minute thing, was a class to the kids after school program on what to do when a dog attacks you. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't know of any of our schools that have to teach this lesson. So all of our parents have little kids like this. You're starting to think about the environment that they're growing up in. What do you do when you're attacked by a dog? Because you're going to probably get attacked by a dog. They're everywhere. They've been abused. They've been starved. Probably going to happen. So they brought in a lady who likes to talk a lot, and her husband who likes to be abused. And they, with their attack dog, showed them different things and different, you can't outrun them and all that kind of stuff. We'll go to the next one. There's a little girl playing on the field right before the dog comes out and attacks people. That's fun. That's sweet. Okay. Next one. Yep, little baby playing out on the field right before the dog comes out to attack everybody. this is just from my vantage point on the other side of the field. We'll go to the next one. Okay, so here's the talkative lady and the sadist guy and the dog. It's a serious dog, and he was well trained. I will give him that, and so showing him different stuff with that. And then the next one, I believe. Yeah, this is Bailey Rose. Remember we talking about Bailey Rose, the anxious, quiet, timid one? They decided they wanted one of the Americans to go out and be attacked by the dog, which there's no way in heaven how I'm doing that. So Bailey stepped up to the plate And so we've got her suited up. We got the next pick. There she is with her head barely being seen out of the outfit because she's so small. She runs. She puts her arm out for the dog. And next. We'll go back. I guess that was the dog taking her out. Yep, there she goes. Poor kid couldn't walk very well the next day. But we laughed. That was quite a bit of fun. But it really wasn't lost on me that they have to learn to put your fingers in so that the dog can't get it. That you have to put your arms in, that you have to look down and not move because if you're moving, the dog thinks you're a play toy, those kind of things. So just a little bit of starting to get into the reality of things a little bit. Okay, next one, I just wanted to show a beautiful, beautiful little girl talking about the realities of things. What was about a year ago? A little girl left the campus to go get something, come back, right?
She went to take her food home.
Yeah, and she was gang raped by several adult men. So now there has to be security at the gates. There has to be a lot more going on. So it's not just dogs that they're watching out for. It's a very violent place. That's why we had to be basically indoors by the time night came. Anna Lee can't drive at night because she's white. And so we were at, it wasn't as bad, but once you toured a certain corner that we went by every day, that's where things really kicked into place. So it was a dangerous, violent place as well. Okay, let's go to the next set. Yeah, let's see, I already passed Bailey. Okay, I'm going to talk to you about the church. This is the church last Sunday. Just a pick for you. So this is not the safe house. The safe house, I'll show you here in a second, is a new facility for that they can house kids in, up to 6 kids, right? And we were blessed to be the first people using it as far as the leadership retreat. But this is inside the church across the way from it. We'll go to the next pick. Okay, here's church happening. You guys do not exuberate the amount of energy that this group does. And can be thankful. Here's Pastor Henry. There he is. He's back here in his suit. He's jamming down the aisle. I do not have it here, but you can find it online. It's on my Facebook page because Sarah Z was kind enough to tag me in it, the little snothead. That there's one song where all the men go up and they dance the same, then all the women, and then the young men and the young women and the kids. And Henry grabs my shoulder over in the back where I took a picture from. He's like, come on. And I'm like, oh, it's time to do the sermon. I get my Bible and I'm walking up behind him, and all of a sudden there's all these other men escorting us up the way. And they're dancing. And I'm like, hey, no one treats me like this. This is a better bumper than I've ever had. This is great. And each group had a particular move. And I think the woman's move was this. And like somebody else's move was like, it was like the easiest crap. And like, so we were the first group, and Henry's showing me this move that I was telling them that was part Karate Kid, part ballet, and it was horrible. Horrible. It is on Facebook. I was tagged, so it's on my page. You can see it. Thank you, Lynn. Please be quiet. But, I thought, because I had some jokes lined up. You can do translation jokes with whoever's translating for you. And I had a couple loaded up for Henry, and he got me before I got him. But I did pay him back. Up and down, all right?
You did.
We did. He got to do all kinds of calisthenics during my sermon. Next one is just Boosie, I think, worshiping. This is his wife. She's clapping. She didn't want to go up front. Henry was giving her crap. One thing that was really cool last week is Anna Lee has been the senior pastor at that church, and he's been her assistant for 16, 17 years. Last week she stepped down and announced him as the senior pastor. So he has now moved into this other area. And then this is me and my brother preaching last week, the next picture up there. They were a much more lively group than the Thailand people. I think I've told you the joke before. I did do it to Henry as well. When I'm introducing myself, talking about the church, I talk about it for a couple seconds, and I say, and the pastor's a very good-looking man. Have you heard this joke? And so he has to translate that, and then talk about my wife. Her husband's a good, very good-looking man. My son, my daughter, everything keeps coming back to me being a good-looking man. And then I say, there's a reason I say I'm good looking. So he translates, says, I want to see how many times Pastor Henry would say I'm good looking. And I got four out of the boy. Okay, so here's the thing. Like I said, we are not energetic. I'm going to share with you a couple videos. I don't know what order I put them in. I think the first one is this is what worship looks like there, just a small sample of it when it comes to the church. So we'll show that real quick. Greg, if you go home, I'm going to beat you. Go, Sarah, go. Now, here's the thing. There's two things that they hold, I think, higher than us. One is worship through music. If there is a two-second break, they're worshiping. There's somebody just starts singing out in the middle of the crowd, and everybody just follows along, and it's very usually pretty simple and pretty repetitive. And just to prove the point, after our leadership retreat, we were going outside for a pitcher, which means we had 60 seconds for everybody to get out, and this breaks out. Next one, there you go. This is when Ronnie starts breakdancing. And it's hereditary. So here's one for the kids with you. Okay, that was our dance break. So back to the leadership event that we had. We'll go to the next picture there. So this is the safe, oh no, guess what I talked about? Four chairs. Okay, we'll go to the next one there. So this is the staff from all four of the homes. And we dug in the four chairs. We talked about discipleship and how to lead others to it. Had to change it up a little bit. It's one of those things, I'll tell you as a pastor, you'll say the same thing 50 billion times and people don't seem to connect with it. And then you bring in a guest speaker and they're like, oh. I joked. But it's usually just because, oh, here goes Tom with this thing. Oh, somebody else said it. We kind of had the same thing there. They've talked about the Great Commission. They've done a great job teaching people, but it just was not connecting at first. So we did get into the Great Commission. We talked about the different areas and how that works and how that grows. And I think it went pretty well overall. I think it went pretty well. We'll go to the next picture there. There's Henry once again. I have no voice in that area without Henry. So working with my brother on that one, next pick.
He translated in two languages. So Tom.
That's true.
And then he would translate in one language and then translate in the other language.
So if you think I talk a lot in English.
Four languages total.
I will be understood. this picture of one of our friends at the class.
Gugu.
Is that Gugu?
Yes.
I couldn't remember her name. Okay. Next one. Yeah, there's a bunch of people studying, writing down stuff. They actually write stuff down, you guys. So, come on. There's one of the notebooks. they had a break, and I decided to break into the thing. It's a chair. Sarah bought everybody little chairs and left them as a token for them to remember afterwards. So they were quite confused when they first came in.
They were.
Thanks for the little plastic toy chair. Barbie will love this. And then I think the next one is that's the picture we took after the singing. So that was our leadership retreat. One of the blessings, and again, God willing, someday, and I'll show you here in a second, there's a pastoral ministerial group within the city that they were talking to Henry about maybe me coming and doing the leadership retreat with them. So we might be able to do a second hit within the churches, within that area. I was talking to, I think it was Dan earlier, but like he was asking about some of the different religions. And Christianity does have a representation there, which is nice. Maybe saw 7 or 8 Christian churches as we were on our way. So within that, we'll just go up the next couple pictures. This was cool, but it was just me. This is the Pastoral Ministerial Association. They meet every Wednesday for the pastors to be together. And they have different speakers. We'll just go through a couple pictures of some of the different speakers. By the way, August is Women's Month. So the men that you see in the next couple pictures will not be allowed to speak the next few Wednesdays. So, yeah, we're just them. And then he was talking about their church plant. And he was talking about a really good, it was like more of a sermon type thing, his. And then they fed us afterwards. So I like these people. They're very Baptist. Very, very Baptist.
You were the first ever to be invited to that.
Yeah. There's guys talking afterwards. Just because Sarah interjected, I am blessed that I'm the first pastor Pastor Henry has invited from the mission team to go be part of that. And it was very cool to be a part of that and that encouragement and to see some of that area. So what you haven't seen yet, we'll go to the next one. This is basically what's called Dumpster City. I need to talk to Sarah about this. We're meeting for lunch on Tuesday to catch up on stuff because there's really not one Dumpster City. I think there's one that we call Dumpster City. Yeah, I mean, it's just, and they're everywhere. They're just everywhere. And this was our very first night there because Sarah doesn't believe I'm taking it easy on you. God forbid you start with a safari. Because she was getting us ready for the animal eating. And this, it's just what it is. It's a dump, and people have popped up some walls around them and tried to make homes from it. Next picture is what we do with the, that's another area of the homes, the type of homes that you find there. But we go in a group, many of the Shammy people and then our team as well. And I'll tell you what, again, I think I'm weird. I wasn't broken by it. I found it to be very, very beautiful. I found they walk through, everybody's together for safety purposes. They sing hymns, very repetitive hymns, very short hymns. They're just playing the goodness of God as we walk through their homes, basically. What's the next one there? That's Bailey in front of me. Yeah, there's some over at the team walking through. Next one. Okay, this is Sarah, come in. They want to have lunch eventually.
All right.
So pineapple. Yes. I'm just kidding. Okay, but I'm not going to say what that is because Ronnie's in the house. Okay, so talk about her since this is your story.
So this woman, we had gone to the dump site a couple years ago, and this woman was in this back room of this little, I mean, it's just made out of tarp and everything like that, and she was in the back room, and her child had come out and said she needed prayer, and she was so ill, and she was just so bad off that she didn't have any pants. She just had a blanket around her, and her shirt was all torn up, and she hadn't really gotten out of bed. And
she was having seepage issues, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was seeping from infections. And she hadn't gotten out of bed for so long. And when I say bed, I mean like a board. And so anyway, they got her out, and we prayed for healing over her. And then we went back a year later, and she was able to come out, and she had clothes on, and she was doing a little bit better. But she wanted prayer over her son, and so we prayed over her son. And then she, at that point, was like, you know, I wish I had a Bible. I wish I just could read what you guys are telling us about. So we got her Zulu Bibles for her family. And now we come back, and I walk in there, and she is looking amazing. She has makeup on. Now, they did know we were coming that day, so she got herself all together and you know, and had her braids on and her hair and like just was just her best self. And so when we walked in, she stood right up boldly, and she said, I'm healed. And so that was amazing, yeah.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Oh, I was almost said you might as well keep it.
Sorry. And then, so what I was doing here was Pastor Henry, and this is how it works in South Africa. They'll say, "Hey, Sarah, give a message."
That is how it works.
You just have to be ready. So I was giving a message in this moment about rejoicing in time of suffering. And so we were reading that out of God's word. And so that's what that message was about. And we sang rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. We sang that together in that moment. I'm done.
Sure?
Yeah, okay. I'm done.
You can keep it with you. You can keep on talking for that. Next picture I'll show you. This one, actually, the picture itself shocked me. So when we got, I don't know, a little bit of the way into it, we started having people coming out just for prayer and just for addiction, for poverty, for health issues, all kinds of things. And this is the first guy that walked up to us. And I was close enough, I was like, yeah, let's just pray. And we prayed. The thing that shocked me about it is I thought it was just him and me. So when we got the picture, that kind of surprised me a little bit. I didn't realize the whole team was in on it as well. But we prayed up, I have 6 or 7 people that came forward. And I remember Sarah Z was talking to me a couple of days later, and she's like, you did that so naturally. Was this like, is this your first trip? Is this the first night that we were in this area? And I was like, no, it's first time here. But again, this is what you do. And whether you're in Marion, hometown, state, country, different people than you, other sides of the world, it's just somebody says prayer, it's not like, oh, what do I do here? You pray. And I think I was talking to JT earlier beforehand. I didn't say a lot about the trip beforehand, but with other trips I've been on, it was a mission trip. This one just felt like home. It just felt pretty natural to me. And then just if you're tired of talking to me, here's a picture of a cute kid. He was at the Dumpster City as well. What's that?
Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you, the only time that I felt that my heart started to break a little bit is many of these kids, not many, some of these kids come to the home. And so working with the kids in the home, and they actually do make sure that the kids have nice clothes or decent clothes for secondhand. And then seeing them in that environment all day, and then you drive them home to the dumpster and drop them off. Looking at one of the little girls like, I don't want to leave you here. That was the one time that got me. But this little guy, he had all kinds of energy. He was spitfire. So, but I know what you're here for. You're here to see those kids. Okay, here we go. There's kids. Next picture. There's kids. But we just keep going through them. Yep, there's kids. There's Sarah. Sarah's got those dimples. It just makes it look like she should be in a commercial. Yeah. There's Debbie going. Yeah, I used that picture twice. That's good. That's the only one, I'm surprised. Okay, so here's Ronnie and Sarah playing on the playground with them. And Ronnie just picks them up and throws them. He's really kind of mean. Sarah tried to catch as many as she could. But the next couple pictures end up working out pretty good. That's the little one. Then I got up on that tunnel. These kids are awesome. They'll beat you up in a heartbeat, but they are awesome. That's a good group. I think I used that one twice. Okay, let's stop here for a second. I'm going to admit to you what this is, because right now it's my profile picture, and people are like, oh, it's so cute. Da-da. I learned a trick first day. If the kids are beating you up and you can't control them anymore, do selfies. They all just stop, and they want to be in selfies. So do you see my face of, dear God, help me? And all the kids are like, watch this old man. But it really was a pretty good tactic of getting those kids through. I don't know what's after that. Oh, this is the other thing. This is the other thing that they do better than us. It's prayer. And if there's, again, just a couple seconds, they're going to be singing or they're going to be praying. If there was any time after medical, it's like, oh, we still got 10 minutes left. Let's pray. Let's get prayers over them. And say, if I knew you were coming today, I would have found more pictures with you on them. But Ronnie got hooked up pretty well. But we would just pray at a drop of a hat. The message is at the drop of a hat, whatever the case may be. If you had any extra time, we'll pray. And we're going to pray over the staff. We're going to pray over the kids. This time, we were bringing kids in a few at a time and praying over each and every one of them. I think our team, did you realize our team was extremely slow?
No.
You guys are like cranking out kids. And like, we like get the first three from the first group because there's five different classes. And we pray, and then we beat the crap out of them, they beat the crap out of us, and then we look up and the class is done because you guys had already run through it, but else is like, ooh. go to your team. But just praying over the kids. And then I think one of the most impactful things for me, too, is they had the staff come through. And we got three staff members at a time and asked them what they need prayer for and praying with them. And it was these people work their tushes off. We'll go two more pictures up. I've got a picture of of some of the staff when we were saying goodbye. They live ministry. They just live ministry. And we knew life is hard there, but not until we got the last day to be able to sit down, ask them what they need prayer for, and to hear about their families, to hear about their health, to hear about the challenges they go through, and to be able to pray over those together was pretty impactful as well. So you guys done with me yet? Sure. Nope, because I'm going to wrap it up here. And I'm keep playing with that thing. Mike, you're going to trip when you come back up. I'm going to end with, no, you can go back. Go back to where Bailey was. I'm going to end with the Wednesday night devotionals. The devotionals, and I missed one because of some just physical stuff. And I really wish I went because Debbie is also a minister, and I really liked the four Debbies. But they were good. They were good overall. And I watched a couple people really get outside their comfort zones. So Bailey was pretty much the last one, and she did a devotional on, I think, fear, if I remember correctly, fear and courage. And, you know, because she was getting a little bit cocky now that she'd taken out that dog. And but she you could tell she was nervous, but she'd really gotten out of her comfort zone for this. She was just a natural with the kids, especially reading stories to the kids and playing with the kids. And she did a devotion that was just blockbuster, full of scripture, full of her thoughts. She was timid the whole time through, but she did a great job. So if God is ever willing, her and her mom live in Delaware. I did tell her that night if she ever wanted to tailor it just a little bit, add to it, and come share it with our church, I would love for her to come do that. But she was the one that from the beginning of who she is naturally to getting past comfort zones being walls, to doing ministry, She was the one to watch. She was the testimony I wish you guys could see. She did a wonderful, wonderful job. She has a stuffed animal named Zebe. It's a zebra, and she will not let me have it. That's my only complaint about her. I did make up I don't know if Ronnie saw it. I made up a poster and sent it out to the WhatsApp, which he never followed. and admittedly so. But I made a Canva. Got a boxing poster and put a rematch where it's going to be Bailey versus the wild dogs from the safari type thing. And the opening match was supposed to be ZB versus lions, but I haven't heard back on that. I don't think she'll let ZB do that. I like that. So the same night, Bailey was kind of a last minute add in. We'll go two more up. Hi.
Oh my
God. Sarah decided was sharing a devotional as well. Actually, we'll go one back because I want you guys to turn to this. Ephesians 3. You guys, you got your Bibles out? You thought I was done? I'm never done. Ephesians 3, 14 through 21. This was our key verse was within this. We didn't necessarily overly reference it, but I understand different things like to have a theme, and our theme was immeasurably more. And I want to read you the scripture that Sarah shared as she was kind of wrapping things up. So verse 14 says, "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is breadth and length and what is height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be fulfilled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." And so it's kind of wrapping up the week and talking about the things that we saw that, you know, you never would imagine going in, and all the things that we had experienced. And as she was sharing, and I've already shared this with Sarah in front of the group, made her cry there. We'll see if we can make her cry again. The microphone fell. That made you upset, didn't it? Okay. My microphone. I've known Sarah a long time. Do I know you longer than anybody else on there?
Yes.
Including Ronnie?
Yes.
I mean, I know Ronnie was always a little punk, but okay. And Sarah and I met 2011. Somebody do the math. I'm tired. I am so tired of math, trying to figure out what the rent is to the dollar and what time it is at home versus what time. And I met her when I was teaching at the nursing homes, and she was an activity coordinator at one of the nursing homes. And Sarah and I would have these incredible talks afterwards. And using Sarah's words, because I don't like compliments, but Sarah was talking that night, we were talking about this, about, and she has church experience as well, and lovely church experience and different experiences in her life, but was never really taught the Bible that much until the nursing home Bible study. So we would have a lot to talk about afterwards. And I'm not going to look at you, just so you know, okay? This is also the same nursing home where I met Tammy Mark's dad, and his extended family have come through that. But I think it's fair to say that life wasn't comfortable for Sarah at that time. I would say that it's pretty safe to say there's not a lot of hope. As a woman with a, hopefully he's not watching, but a husband who was not exactly killer, not awesome, not nice, verbal abuse, emotional abuse, I would say. I don't know if she would. Two kids, wonderful kids. One of them's taller than a freaking tree. How you doing, Cam? Cam helped me, by the way. I had to pull off a joke on Sarah while we were there, and I had to text Cameron to get some information. So thank you for betraying your mother for my love. But it was not easy, and she really didn't know what to be doing and where God was leading her life. And so to be sitting there with her leading this trip and her leading this devotional and seeing what God is doing with her now was immeasurably more. And I cannot tell you about some fancy school that she had a bunch of money to go to that made the difference. I can't tell you about anything that God had this massive dream vision at a burning bush with her that made everything clear to be able to move forward. I've watched a friend go through so many highs and so many lows holding on to Jesus like no one I've ever seen before. I can't say all the decisions were the smartest, but they've always been faithful. And so if you're sitting here thinking about these things, man, somebody was talking today, I'd love to go to South Africa, maybe 3 years I can go to South Africa, it costs so much money, I'm getting married in 2 weeks, and so I can't really go to South Africa right now, and all the different things that come into place. The secret, whether it be hometown, country, people of different view, or going into the ends of the earth, is just freaking saying yes. Dropping every single comfort zone that becomes a wall, and following, and Sarah is a beautiful example of it. And she continues today, and it's not always easy today. Her little boy's leaving her for college. She loves him. She's like stopping, he's like, yeah, no. I'll tell you what, I've never seen two kids be closer to a parent. I've never seen so much love. And the same joy and love that I saw from the kids over there, I see in their family. Because of Jesus. Because of Jesus. So please, whatever decisions you're about to make or not make, please let it be Jesus' decisions. Stop putting yourself in the ditch. Stop continuing cycles for decades. In a very short amount of time, very short amount of time, it's glorious.
If you were blessed by today's teaching, we hope you return for our next podcast. Or, better yet, stop by the Shepherd's Fellowship any Sunday morning to join us live. You can learn more about the church by calling 740-382-3500 or check us out online by going to tsflife.com. That's tsflife.com. You can also support the ministry of TSF Life by donating at our church website, or sending support to the Shepherd's Fellowship, 1647 Marion, Marysville Road, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Thank you for spending your time with us today, and we look forward to seeing you soon. Be blessed.